Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege again of considering the truth of the Bible.
主要我们非常感恩我们有这样的荣幸继续的去学习圣经里面的真理。
And we just pray that you'll speak to our hearts today. We pray that the simple teaching of the Word of God will enter in and warm our hearts and cause us to love the Lord Jesus and His people.
我们来到祷告，您对我们的心灵说话，然后您的话，简单的真理能够进到我们的心灵里，然后温暖我们的心，然后我们更爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And so we commit ourselves and our time to you in Jesus' name.
我们将我们自己和我们的时间都交到您的手里，我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we've been studying in the book of Philippians.
一直在学习腓立比书。
And Philippians is an interesting book compared to many others of the books of the New Testament.
所以腓立比书呢是一个很有趣的书信，对其他的在新约里的书信来说。
The book of Philippians is a simple book in terms that it does not have a lot of what we might call deep theology.
所以呢我们腓立比书是一个很简单的一封书信，就是我们说的它在里面不有更多的那个深的神学观念。
It's more of a happy family book.
所以呢是更像一个幸福的家庭里的一本书。
And it reminds us that there are great blessings associated with just being in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the people of God.
所以呢这里讲的呢这个极大的赐福呢是从主的爱和人的神的子民的爱联系在一起的。
So if you've got a good memory, you will remember that I told you that the word Philippian simply means a lover of horses.
如果你的记忆足够好，你会记得我告诉过你，这个腓立宾的那个词的意思呢，就是爱马的人。
There are probably many people in the world who love horses.
在世界上可能有很多人爱马。
And it could be that you, at one point, loved horses.Or, in a more contemporary term, you might have loved fast cars.
所以呢这个呢就是说对你来说可能是你也是其中一员爱马的，但是现代的观念来看你可能更爱那个跑得快的车。
The natural man tends to love a lot of different things.
所以呢这个我们这个自然人呢总是想去爱更多的东西。
I had a friend once who made a hobby of collecting, glass or porcelain elephants. She used to love to collect toy elephants.
所以呢他有一个朋友，他的爱好呢就是收集那些玻璃的还有那些什么东西制成的那种像那种玩具。
I thought to myself, I think there's something more important in life than collecting toy elephants.
所以呢我认为在人生里可能有更重要的事情比收集那个玻璃大象。
And the book of Philippians teaches us,that there's something more important than loving horses.
所以腓立比书告诉我们呢有更重要的事比那个爱马来说。
We love the Lord Jesus.
我们爱主耶稣基督。
We love the Christians who love the Lord Jesus.
我们爱那些基督徒爱主那些爱主的那些基督徒。
And our love is not just something that we can enjoy,But it's something that others will enjoy as well.
我们的在这里面的爱呢不光是我们自己能享受，其他的人也可以享受这样的爱。
And so sometimes we sing the little song, I'm so glad that I'm part of the family of God.
有时候我们唱这样一首赞美诗，我们非常高兴我们是神的家庭的一员。
So that's basically the teaching that we've had up to this point, and it's going to be stronger in chapter 4. That's what we're going to look at today.
因为我们这是我们刚才讲的是基本的，但是在第四章里会更强烈一些，这就是我们今天要学习的。
So Paul says, therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends.
于是主保罗在第一节说，我所亲爱的、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
So he says several things about the Christians in Philippi. First of all, he says, you're my brothers or sisters.
所以他这里面讲了几件事关于那个腓立比的弟兄们的。所以第一件事说啊，你是我的弟兄们或者是姊妹们。
Then he says, I love you.
那接着说我爱你们。
And then he says, I long for you.
因为这个继续说呢啊，我就盼望着你们。
I really do want to be with you.
我就真的想和你们在一起。
He says the reason is in part that you are my joy.
所以他在里面讲到的就是这个就是你们是我的喜乐。
You can imagine a mother with a little child, and the child maybe for some reason has to go to hospital and is separated from the mother. And the mother says, I can't stand this. I want to, I must be with my child.
因为你是想象一下一个妈妈当她的孩子要去医院的时候呢分开几个星期，所以她妈妈说我这个我不行，我要跟我的孩子在一起。
So he says, you Philippians, you're not just my joy, but you are also my crown, which means that you are the great blessing that has come into my life.
因为他光说呢 你们不光光是我的喜乐，同样是我的冠冕，这就是说他们是在保罗的人生中很大从神来的赐福。
And then he calls them at the end of the verse,Dear friends.
所以呢在这一节经文的末尾他说你是我的朋友们。
Okay, so there's no question there was great affection between Paul and the Christians, and that's the way it is in our lives.
因为这毫无疑问在保罗和那个腓立比的基督徒之间有一种深深的爱，这就是在我们的人生中应该有。
And so there is this quiet frustration that we have because it's been 10 months since we've really actively been together as we used to be. That's not good.
所以这个呢是有点令人沮丧的，因为我们大家十个月以来没有在一起现在。
I was speaking to a man this morning who told me that he hasn't been at the chapel with the Christian for about 10 months. That's not good. I was very heavy of heart for him and encouraged him to get his computer going so at least he could be with us on Zoom.
因为我在今天早上跟一个人说呢，他说他已十个月呢都没有在教堂里和基督徒们在一起，所以呢他就想帮助他，给他弄一个电脑，然后他可以跟我们一起在Zoom上见面。
We are a family, we love one another much, and we appreciate one another very much.
因为我们是一个家庭，我们互相爱，我们也互相感激。
Now there was a problem in the assembly in Philippi.And we read about that in verse 2.
因为这个在腓立比的教会有一些问题，我们在第二章里读到的。
And so he says, now I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord.
人叫一起卡和另外一个菲利克，要他们两个人在主里要达成一致。
It's very easy to disagree, and we've got to get rid of our disagreements and to agree with one another.
所以呢，是非常容易，大家有不同意见，但是我们要在大家保持，把大家意见搞成一致，大家互相同意这样。
Try hard to agree with one another.
所以要非常的努力去互相同意。
I often find that if you spend time with someone, if you work with someone, even though you might disagree with them, it's going to be easier if you're with them than if you just keep on going your independent way.
因为我就想呢，如果你跟人有不同的意见，你要尝试的跟他意见达成一致。我发现，如果说你们一起工作，如果你跟他的意见一致，你工作起来比你单独的自己工作要容易得多。I
find it especially hard to disagree with someone when we're working together and he's helping me and I'm helping him and together we get the job done.
因为我发现呢。 很难去，就是说你去跟人有不同的意见。如果我们两个人一起工作，他来帮助你，这样我们如果有一致意见，我们很容易把工作做好。Try
not to let disagreements get started.
所以要尝试着不要让那些不同的分歧开始。If
they do, do everything to make sure that they don't grow, but to get rid of them.
因为要做那些。 让我们能够一起成长的那样的事情，把那些不利于成长的要放。And
go out of your way to agree with them on what you can agree, so that you'll put into perspective the little problem whereon you might not agree.
所以呢，要放弃你自己的那种方式，尝试着去跟人家达成一致。这样的话呢，你如果你不能达成一致，你就起码你要去试着和他一致的去做工作。
It's all about helping the family to be happy together, isn't it?
因为我们都是要帮助一个家庭的人都高兴，是不是？
And then verse 3 says, yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel.
那第三节继续说呢，我也求你，这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾和我一同劳苦。So
it's much easier to agree with people if you are helping them and they are helping you.
因为如果你的工作是非常容易的去做，如果你帮助他，他帮助你。And
so the New Testament assembly is a picture of the people working together for the work of God and for one another.
所以新约时代的教会呢，就是大家一起同一起工作，互相帮助，这同样为神做工。
And as you know, far easier to do when you can get together. And we're hoping and praying that soon we will be able physically to be together in the work of God. But in the present time, do everything you can to stay together with one another. But also the key in verse 3 is help these women.
那当你们到我们再次的教堂相遇的时候，你们就发现我们一同做神的工更容易。所以现在呢，在这之前，我们大家还是要尝试着互相联系，然后一同帮助。在第三节里很有意思的一个词呢，就是帮助这两个女人。And
help those who've helped other people, not just those who've helped you, but you help those who've helped others as well. That's what's meant by, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life, keep on helping one another.
因为你们大家要尝试着互相去帮助，不光是帮助那些帮助过你的人，也要去帮助那些帮助过别人的人。所以我们大家要尝试着一起在那个名字在生命册上的人，我们大家要互相帮助。
And then verse 4 is an amazing verse. And it simply says, rejoice in the Lord always.
所以呢，第四节是一个非常简单的经文，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
And again I say, rejoice.
所以这个时候呢，
we just keep on rejoicing.
我再说，你们要喜乐，我们要保持喜乐。
So Vic said to me this morning, did you hear about the very bad news in California?
真的，我今天跟他说，你听到过在加利福尼亚发生的非常坏的消息吗？
And the fact is, Vic's right. There was some very bad news out of California.
所以事实上呢，老王是对的，那个在加州发生的非常坏的不好的消息。
But I think that if we had looked, we would find that there was also some very bad news out of New York.
因为我知道，我发现呢，如果你要去看的话呢，在纽约州也会发生很，在纽约市也发生了很坏的事情。
And then if we'd look closely, there was probably some very bad news out of Vancouver.
所以我们再仔细的去想一想呢，在温哥华也可能有很多很多坏消息。
Every day there's bad news, isn't there?
每天都是坏消息，是不是？
What are we going to do with all this bad news?
所以在这所有的这些坏消息面前，我们怎么办呢？
And the answer is we're going to rejoice in the Lord.
答案是我们要靠主喜乐。
Not much else to rejoice in. But you can always rejoice in the Lord.
我们在这个世界没什么可喜乐，但是你可以永远在主里喜乐。
And it's interesting, the verse says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So you get rejoice at the beginning and the end of the verse, and there's not much else there. It's just keep on rejoicing in the Lord.
因为这里经文里很有趣，就是说要靠主常常喜乐。我再说你们要喜乐，这两个字句子的结尾都是喜乐，所以呢，我们要在主里常常的喜乐。
Every day, every circumstance, we're going to keep on rejoicing in the Lord.
每天每一种状况下，我们要保持在主里常常喜乐。
And that's one reason why we get together every Sunday morning.To remember the Lord, because it teaches us that regardless of the circumstances of life, regardless of the problems, regardless of the blessings, we get to rejoice in the Lord always.
这就是为什么我们每个星期天早上聚在一起，这就是说提醒我们，不管是什么情况，不管是什么样的状况，不管是什么样的一个地方，我们都要常常靠着主喜乐。
When you read the book of Psalms, you find many, many prayers and many, many meditations on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你如果去读诗篇的话，你就会发现很多很多的那个想法，很多很多的祷告，很多的赞美在我们的主耶稣身上。
What is the common theme?
所以呢，共同点是什么呢？
The common theme is that God is good and God is there regardless of the circumstances of life, and we should keep on rejoicing in the Lord.
所以共同点就是主是好的，不管是什么状况，不管是什么情况，我们都要一直常常保持在主里喜乐。
It's almost the central purpose of our heart and life, isn't it?
这就是我们在我们的心里，在我们的人生里，就是一个中心，是不是？
What are you going to do today? I'll rejoice in the Lord.
你今天会干什么呢？我会靠主喜乐。
Will that be easy or hard?
这是一个很容易的心。
Well, it may be easy, it may be more difficult, but regardless of the circumstances, I can do it, I must do it.
所以呢这个呢是非常容易的在你的心里。不管是什么状况我不能做的话我就要去做。
Now, verse 5, if you do that, then you can let your gentleness be evident to all,Because the Lord is near.
十五节说当叫众人知道你们谦让的心主已经近了。
You can imagine two little children fighting in the sandbox.
所以呢你可以想象一下两个孩子在那个沙坑里打架。
And they are tempted to do some bad things. One of them may decide to push the other one over.
因为他们决定要干点坏事另一个其中一个决定把另外一个推倒。
One may even hit another.
一个呢可能会去打另外一个。
But then they look out of the corner of their eye and they see daddy over there and they say, Uh-oh, I had better behave.
因为然后他们看见他们的爸爸在那里他就说哦我最好表现好一点。
Okay.And so verse 5 says, let your gentleness be evident to all because the Lord is near.
所以呢这个第五节说呢当家众人知道你们谦让的心因为主已经近了。
Where is the Lord Jesus Christ in the circumstances of life?
所以在你人生的状况下主耶稣在哪里呢
Answer, he's right there.
答案是他就在那里。
You can't see the Lord Jesus right now, but he's right here.
你看不见主耶稣，但他现在就在这里。
He's in this room with me.
他在他的房间里跟他在一起。
He's in your room with you.
他在你房间里跟你在一起。
And so, you're gentle towards one another.Because the Lord is near, and he's so near that you're rejoicing in him all day long.
所以你们大家要互相谦让，因为主耶稣在这里，主耶稣就在你附近，你要再靠着主喜乐，他成天都跟你在一起。
Now sometimes you might even say, but I don't feel like that.
所以有时候你会说，那我感觉不到呢。
And that doesn't matter what you feel like.
这个不重要不管你的感觉不重要。
Those are the facts. The Lord is near.
事实上主就在这里。
He's the loving Lord who's near.
他是一个有爱的主他在你附近。
And he's sooner or later going to help you even if he just sits watching in your distress, but soon,He will be helping you fully.
所以迟迟早早他会帮你解决问题尽管有时候他看见你在你的苦难中但是最终他会帮助你走出来。
So, what do? You let your gentleness be evident to all.
所以你做什么呢你明明的让你的谦让就亲让别人知道。
So, sometimes you've got to say,Where is that smile on my face?
有时候你会这么说，你说我脸上的那个笑容去哪里了？
And you gotta put the smile back on.
你要把你的那个脸上的笑容带回来。
And I'm ashamed to have to say that sometimes I'm not good at putting the smile back on.
所以呢，我有点感到羞愧的是，有时候呢并没有把那个我的笑容拿回到我的脸上。
There's a problem, I say.
我看见了问题。
And so the question is, well, is God dead?
所以那个问题是神死了吗
？No, God's not dead.
不是神没有死。
Okay, what's the problem? Is the problem God or is the problem me?
所以那个问题在哪里呢？问题是在神那里还是在我这里？
The answer obviously is the problem is me, not God. Okay, so you got a problem, you know you got a problem. That's why you came to him in the first place. So smile. He's going to help you in your problem. God is good. Rejoice in the Lord.
那你是有问题，当然是有问题，这就是为什么你会出现。所以呢，你要靠着主喜乐，你要微笑，因为主是好的，他在你的附近，他爱你。Now
sometimes when there's a problem, you're not gentle.
因为呢，有时候呢，那些有些问题，你自己并没有节制。Sometimes
somebody speaks to you. And you say, okay, that's not very good. What's wrong?
这个不好，但是什么不对呢?
Is God dead? No.
神死了吗? 没有。
And if God is still with you and for you, even in the problems, we've got to learn to say that I will be gentle. I'm going to be smiling. God is still good.
那有时候呢，当你出现问题的时候呢，你要说呢，我要有节制，我要有微笑，因为神仍然跟我在一起，所以呢，神是好的。Now
that's not the usual response of people in life.
那这不是在人的正常的人的生活里的正常反应。
But that is the response of God's great people. And so you and I have just got to say now, I am going to smile even in the difficult days. So when you get up in the morning, you usually go to the mirror and you get cleaned up. You wash your face, you brush your hair, and you make yourself look good. So here's the rule. Don't leave the bathroom until you put your smile on.
所以呢，这里是一条规则，在你离开你的厕所之前，不要把你的微笑放上来。The reason for the smile
is obvious. God is there. God is good. Everything is fine. Make sure your face shows it.
所以呢，这个是呢规则，就是说你要神是好的，神在那里，所以要让你的脸上表现出来。And
make sure that your behavior, your words, and your kindness are showing it as well.
所以要确保你的行为、你的话、你的那种态度也把它表现出来。Now
verse 6 says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
第六节说,应当一无挂虑,只要凡事,即知祷告,祈求和感谢,将你们所要的告诉神。So
you can imagine the little boy, and he's got a big problem.
你可以想象一个男孩，他有很大的问题。And
he's very upset, and then he meets his daddy.
他非常沮丧，然后他碰到了爸爸。And
his daddy says, "Don't worry, I will solve that problem."
他父亲说：“不要担心，我会解决这个问题。”And
what's the little boy say?
那个小男孩说什么呢？
He says, "Thank you." Da 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 da.
他会说谢谢，哒滴哒滴哒滴哒。Okay,
many years ago, my job was a delivery boy. I delivered fish and chips to people in the neighborhood from the fish and chip store.
所以呢，他们很久以前，他是一个送东西的一个小男孩，他从那个炸鱼片、炸鱼的那个店里把那炸好的鱼送给别人。
I had to take the fish and chips to the house, and then I had to get the money and go back to the fish and chips store. I gave them the money, and then I went out on the next delivery.
因为他必须把那些炸的鱼送到邻居里面去，然后把他们钱拿回来给到那些炸鱼店，然后再拿着鱼送到另外一家人去。
I don't know how it happened, but one particular day, I lost $2.
他不知道发生了什么，但是有一天呢，他丢了两块钱。
I was very disappointed. I didn't know what happened to the $2.
所以呢，他非常非常的惊慌，他不知道两块钱怎么办。
I went to the fish and chip shop, and I said, "Here's your money, but I've lost $2." Oh, they said, "You're in big trouble, little boy. You shouldn't have lost that money."
因为他回到那个炸鱼店，他说：“我这是你的钱，但是我丢了两块钱。”他们说：“啊，你有大麻烦了，因为你不应该把那两块钱弄丢的。”
So I went home that evening and I told my mother and father and I said, "I'm in big trouble. I lost $2. I don't know what to do."
因为回到家里以后，他跟他爸爸妈妈说，我现在有大麻烦了，我丢了两块钱，我不知道怎么办。
And my daddy reached into his pocket and gave me $2 and said, "You go back to the store right now. And you give them the $2, and then everything will be fine."
因为我爸爸从口袋里拿出两块钱，说你马上回去和他店里把钱给他，然后每件事就没事了。
So that's exactly what I did. And I came home smiling, and I went to bed, da 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 da.
因为这就是我做的。我然后我回到家里，带着微笑，我上了床，然后哒滴哒滴哒滴哒。
Now that's how we go through life.
这就是我们的人生应该怎么走的。
Anxious for nothing, about anything, but in everything we pray, we ask the Lord, we give thanks, we present our requests to Him, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
所以这就是我们的人生要做的，应当一无挂碍，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢时，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意料的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Whose fault was it that I lost the $2?
因为我丢了两块钱，是谁的错呢
？It was my fault.
是我的错。
Who solved the problem?
谁解决了问题
？My daddy.
我爸爸。
And you got problems in your life, and the fact is they're there because it's your fault.
今天你在你的人生里有麻烦，这个事实那是你的错。
And who's going to solve those problems?
谁会解决这些问题呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
Does he love you?
爱你吗？
Is he going to help you?
准备帮助你吗？
What are you going to say in the meantime?
你现在应该怎么说？
Going to say thank you.
Or
put a smile on your face.
You're
going to say, "I got a good daddy." All right. So again, verse 6. Don't be anxious about anything. That means you don't need to worry. You don't need to fret.You just say, "Lord, I don't know how to solve the problem, but you do. I am going to rest in you."
因为你不要惊慌，你不要害怕，你就说呢，主啊，我不知道该怎么做，但是您知道该怎么做，我把所有的一切都交到您那里，您会帮助我。
I am going to rejoice in you.
我会靠着您喜乐。
So again, the story of children often helps us. And it goes like this. You tell a child today, that there is going to be Christmas, and he's going to get some Christmas gifts and have some Christmas fun. Do you think he's happy?
现在孩子的故事通常能够帮助我们，你告诉一个孩子，既然圣诞节要来了，啊，圣诞节呢，你会有礼物，你会有很多的乐趣。
After Christmas is over, is the little boy happy?
你告诉他，他圣诞节来，他会高兴吗？那圣诞节过了，他会高兴吗？
Yes. But what is it about a little child? The little child is not only happy on Christmas and after Christmas, he's happy before Christmas.
所以呢，这个孩子他身上会发生什么呢？他不光在圣诞节跟圣诞节后，在圣诞节之前呢，同样高兴。
Is it because Christmas is coming and I'm going to be happy then? So I may as well be happy now, because I'm going to be happy then.
所以圣诞节马上就要来了，在圣诞节来之前我应该高兴，在圣诞节到了我同样会高兴。
And so that's why the Christian isn't anxious today. He rejoices in the Lord today, in spite of the fact that the problems are still there.
因为这就是为什么我们基督徒会这么高兴，因为我们在靠着主喜乐，我们一旦过安利，因为尽管今天我们有很多的问题，但是我们仍然非常高兴。
Now, what does the Christian do in the midst of these problems? Verse 6 says, he prays and he makes petitions or requests with thanksgiving.
所以基督徒在这些问题中该做些什么？第六节是只要凡事记得祷告、祈求和感谢。
So why does he make his request with thanksgiving?
为什么要我们祈求和感谢呢？
Well, if you're going to thank the Lord for the things he gives you tomorrow, if you're going to thank the Lord for them the day after tomorrow, why don't you thank him for them the day before tomorrow too?
因为你要向上感恩，如果你能为明天向上感恩和明天以后向上感恩，你为什么今天不向上感恩？
So you often come to the Lord and you say, now Lord, I got a big problem. And I haven't the faintest idea how you're going to solve the problem, but I'm going to thank you for solving the problem even before you do.
现在我跟您说，我们来到主的面前说，主啊，我今天有很大的麻烦，我不知道怎么解决，我知道您会帮我解决这个问题，但你帮我解决这个问题之前，我要向您献上感恩。
That's what the Christian life is all about.
这就是基督徒的人生。
Easy? No, very often we don't feel like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. God is good anyway.
你容易吗? 我们通常感觉是不容易的。 但是不管你的感觉怎么样, 神是好的, 神是在那里。
All right, so, if you were just to live those verses, would your life be a little different?
如果你把这几节经文活出来，你的人生会不会有不同了？
Do you think you'd smile more?
你有更多的微笑吗？
You got to put the smile on your face every morning. How do you get it there? Well, you pray. You ask the Lord to help you. And you give thanks for the fact that he's such a good God that he will help you.
你要每天把你的笑容放在你脸上，那怎么做呢？你去祷告，祷告呢？神是好的，他会帮助你。
And then you just leave your smile on your face all day.
所以呢，你就把你的笑容一直留在你的脸上，整天。
All right, verse 7 says, when you do that, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
这是怎么做呢？第七节说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So several things will happen when you do that.
所以如果你这么去做呢，有几件事情会发生。
The first thing is you'll have peace from God.
所以第一件事呢，你这从有从神来的平安。
And the peace will be a peace that you can't explain and nobody else can either.
所以这样的平安呢，你自己不能解释，也没任何其他人可以解释。
It's a peace that passes understanding. You can't understand it. They can't understand it. All you know is you have peace.
所以这个平安呢，是你不能理解的，所有的其他的人都不能理解。你所知道的就是你有平安。
But what will that peace do?
这个平安有什么用呢？
It will guard your heart and your mind.
所以这个呢，必保守你们的心怀意念。
First thing it will do is it will guard your mind.
第一件事我们要读的是，它会保守你的心。
Have you ever been so troubled that you say, I'm in such a mess, I can't even think right?
那你有没有成过有个这样的麻烦？你说我的麻烦太大了，我都不能正确的思考。
A lot of people are like that. The problem is so great, they can't think right.
有很多人都是这样，那个问题大到他们不能正常的思考。
Now some people say, because of that, I'm going to have to take some liquor, I got to get drunk.
所以有些人说呢， 如果是这种情况，我要喝点酒，我要喝醉。
Other people say, I've got to take some tranquilizers.
因为有些人说呢，我要吃一些什么毒品。
Some people say, I've got to take drugs.
因为我要吃毒。
I have one friend, I think what she used to say was, I've got to go downtown and buy something, because I need to buy something to get my mind off my problems.
因为他有一个朋友，他说我必须去到downtown来去买点东西，我要用这些东西让我的思维能够正常。
I was glad she wasn't my wife. I couldn't afford a wife like that.
我非常高兴她不是我的妻子，我可能养不起这样一个妻子。
Okay, you need something that's going to guard your mind in trouble. This will guard your mind.
所以你需要有些东西保守你的心思，当你有大麻烦的时候。
But this will also guard your heart.
那同样也会保守你的心。
Because in times like that, you can end up wanting something that isn't good.
所以如果在这样的一个时间里，你会想要一些不好的东西。
So when I was at university, some people used to come to me and they would say, you're a Christian? Why are you a Christian?
当我在读大学的时候，有一些人在我面前说，你是个基督徒吗？你为什么要成为基督徒呢？
And then they would say to me, you know, the only reason you're a Christian is because you need a crutch to get you through life.
所以呢，他们认为呢，因为你是一个基督徒呢，你在基业人生里，你需要一样东西帮助你度过这些事情。
Now by that they meant that if you broke your leg, you would need a crutch to help you get through your walk. You need a crutch to support you.
所以呢，他们那个意思呢，就是说，当你的腿断的时候，你要一个拐棍拄着，然后这个拐棍。
So they used to say to me, "You're just a weakling, Harold. That's why you need a crutch."
所以呢，他们通常跟我说 ，Harold， 你就是那样一个人，所以你需要一个拐杖。
And I used to say to them, "That may be true. Tell me, what is your crutch?"
那我说这可能是对的，但是呢，你告诉我你的拐棍是什么
？They do all kinds of terrible things in their life because they have a heartache. They don't know what to do with it, so they do bad things.
因为在他们的人生里发生了很多可怕的事情，他们有心碎的时候，他们不知道干什么，所以他们就干一些坏事。
The Christian says, "I need a crutch." I need someone to help me in the difficult days of life, so I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help me.
基督徒说，我需要一个拐棍，所以呢，在我的人生中，我需要有人帮助。 所以我请求主耶稣基督来帮助我。
Consequently, in the difficult days of life, the Christian has a heart that is solid because God is protecting it. He has a mind that is solid because God is protecting it, because he's continually trusting in God to help him.
所以结果呢是基督徒呢他有一个坚实的心他有一个坚实的意念因为神是保护我们帮助我们在我们的人生的难处的时候。
Okay, so that's how the Christian gets through life. So you just might want to read these verses every day.
所以这就是人基督徒怎么样去度过他们的人生你可能要想要每天读这几节经文。
You just might want to say, by God's grace,That's the kind of life I'm going to live. I'm going to live a life trusting the Lord Jesus, rejoicing in the Lord, and again rejoicing in the Lord, even though there are lots of problems.
因为这就是你在你的基督人生中你要是这么说的，就尽管我在我的人生有很多的问题，仍要相信主，我要信靠主，我要在主里喜乐，不管我遇到什么样的麻烦和问题。
And then in verse 9, we get a long list of the things that we are to think about.
在第八节或者第九节里，我们有一个大的、一个长的列表，要我们要去想一下在我们的人生中。
So in the Bible,We are repeatedly told that we are responsible for what we think.
因为呢，在圣经里不断的重复告诉我们，我们要对我们的思想负责。
Now the devil says, you can just go ahead and think anything you want.
所以呢，魔鬼说呢，你就是，你想想什么你就想什么。
God says, no, 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 no.You must only think certain things.
对神说呢，不不不不，你一定，你只能想一些一定的东西。
And you must make sure that you don't think other things.
你必须确保你不去想那些其他的事情。
The mind is very, very important.
所以你的思想意念是非常非常重要的。
So these are things now that we are supposed to think about. Verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true.
这里呢是我们应该去想的一些东西。弟兄们还有墨迹的话要说凡是真实的。
Don't even think about things that are not true.
想都不要想那些不是真实的事情。
Very often stories are told that are not true. Don't think about them.
因为通常有些故事告诉你的是不是真的，不要去想那些事儿。
Very often reports come in the newspapers or on the news media, things that you know are not true.
所以呢，通常呢，在那些报纸啊、媒体上出现的一些新闻，你知道它不是真的。
Don't even think about it.
想都不要去想它。
If you go to university, you will be taught many things that are not true.
因为你如果去上大学，他们会告诉你很多不是真实的事儿。
Okay, don't listen to it.
不要去听他们。
Get out of the course.
不要去上那个课。
Turn it off.If it's on the radio,
如果是你听收音机，把它关掉。
Shut it off your news screen.
所以呢
，just don't listen to the devil's lies. Don't even listen.
所以呢，把那关掉，不要去听魔鬼的谎言，听都不要听。
Now there are some things that are true.But the next word is noble, whatever is noble. And you would think about that, but you wouldn't think about things that are true that are not noble.
那这些事情呢，第二个是可敬的。为什么是可敬的呢？你想到有些事情是它确实是真实的，但是它不一定是可敬的。
Something terrible happened, and it was shameful what happened. Don't think about it. Don't listen to it. It's not noble. Turn it off. Don't listen.
所以有些事情呢，非常可怕的事情发生了，不要去听，不要去看，管都不要管。
Sometimes you might even be tempted to say, I wonder why that man thinks like that.
所以有时候你会感到奇怪，我知道那个人为什么会那么去想。
Well, don't try to find out. If it's not noble, don't even try to think about why he thinks that. It's not noble.
现在不要去尝试着找出来他为什么那么想，因为他那是不可敬的。想都不要想，不要去试图去找出来。
Whatever is right, you would think about that. But if it's not right, don't think about it.
所以呢，这个东西呢是正确的。如果它不是正确的，想就不要去想。
Whatever is pure, you would think about. But not things that are not pure.
所以呢，你要去想那些清洁的。不要去想那些不纯洁、纯洁的。
You would think about things that are lovely, but you wouldn't think about things that were shameful.
因为你有时候呢，要去想那些可爱的，不要去想那些羞耻。
Okay, whatever is admirable, you would think about, but not something that's not admirable.
你要去想那些有美名的，而不是想那些没有美名的。
If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, you can think about those things.
所以如果有些事情是很完美的，是可以，你可以去赞美的，你可以去想那些事情。
So if you were to look at a newspaper or a newscast on television or a news feed on your computer, how many of the news items pass all these tests?
因为如果你去读一些新闻报纸，或者说去看电视，或者在你电脑上看，有几个新闻通过了上面所讲的这些几条呢？
Have you ever noticed that most of them don't pass those tests?
你知道所有他们中大多数都通不过这几条规则。
The editors of these news feeds, they don't say, we're only going to print things that are true and pure and noble and right and lovely and admirable, praiseworthy. That's the only thing we're going to print. If they did that, they wouldn't have much to say. You take all the things that fail that test out, not much left in what they're saying.
所以那些编辑呢，他不会说我们只会发表这些真实的、可敬的、公益的、清洁的、可爱、有美名、有德行的、有称赞的。如果他们只是说去发表这些东西，他们根本没什么可发表。
That's why the Christian spends a lot more time reading his Bible than the newspaper or the news feeds.
所以这就是为什么基督徒花大量的时间去读圣经，而不是去读新闻和看报纸。
How do you put a smile on your face?
你怎么样把笑容放在你脸上?
You rejoice in the Lord.
靠主喜乐。
How do you take a smile off your face?
你怎么样把笑容拿掉呢?从你脸上。
Well, you look around at all the terrible things that are going on in the world, and you start thinking about them.
因为你看看是周围的世界,看看所有发生的事情,你开始去思考那些事情的时候。
Okay, now, why is verse 8 in this chapter?
你为什么在这一章里有第八节呢?
It's very, very practical. The Lord says, if you fill your mind with good things, your heart will be filled with good things. If you fill your heart and your mind with bad things, you're going to have a hard time.
所以呢，这里是非常有实践性的，因为主说，如果你把所有的好的事情充满你的心，你的心里都是美好的事情。如果你把那些不好的事情放在你的心里，你会有一个非常难的、艰难的人生。
Okay, so the question is, does this work?
问题是这样有用吗？
Paul says, yeah, it works. If you want to know whether it works or not, just look at me.
所以使徒保罗说，对，有用啊。你如果想知道有没有用，你看看我。
So if you saw Paul in Ephesus, what do you think he would be doing?
如果你看见使徒保罗在以弗所，你知道了，你认为他会做什么呢？
I think he'd be smiling.
认为他会在微笑。
If you saw Paul in prison in Philippi, what would he be doing?
如果你看见保罗在腓立比的监狱里，他会做什么呢？
Well, he'd be smiling and singing.
他会在微笑的歌唱。
Okay, did he live this?
他有没有把这活出来？当然。
What a wonderful man. What a wonderful man.
什么多美妙的人呢？
Is not this the secret of his thinking?
这是不是他的思考的秘密呢？
This enabled him to survive the difficult days, but to be so mightily used of God in those difficult days. He lived these verses, and he's telling the Philippians,You saw me live these verses, you do the same thing.
所以这是让保罗在非常艰难的时候他可以活下来，然后又在非常艰难的时候让神在他身上可以行大能，然后他因为他把这些东西都活出来，这就是他告诉腓立比人的事。
Did Paul ever have any problems?
使徒保罗有没有问题呢？
Yeah.How did he get through the problems?
怎么样走出这些麻烦？
He just lived these verses every day. He had a control button on his brain. And he turned his brain on to things that were right. And he turned it off to things that were wrong. And he regulated his thought life so that his heart was regulated too.
原来保罗他使徒保罗他就把这些经文给活出来了，他不光是靠着他的大脑控制他，他把那些正确的事他让大脑开放，让那些错误事他把大脑关掉，让他大脑能够正确的思考，就能控制他的心，他的心就会有一种正确的有爱的心。
And so he says in verse 9, whatever you've learned or received or heard of me or seen in me, you put it into practice.And the God of peace will be with you, just like he was with me, just like he is with me. You do what I did, you'll get what I got.
因为这就是说，你们在我身上所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见这些事，你们都要去行。是平安的神就与你们同在。你们看看神在我身上行的什么，他也会在你们身上行。所以你们照着我的方法去行，神的东西都会在你们身上。
All right, so Paul.Paul, in a wonderful way, he preaches and then he puts a stamp on what he preaches. And it says, I tried it, I proved it, it works, you can do it too.
因为保罗是一个奇妙的人，他去缠那些东西，缠完东西然后把他缠的东西呢盖上封印，这个意思就是说我已经做到了，我所缠的东西我自己首先做到了。
And so I'm going to go back to the story again of when I was a little boy.
因为我要回到那个故事，我当我还是个小男孩的时候。
And there were lots of food that I didn't like when I was a little boy.
当我还是个小男孩的时候，我不喜欢吃很多食物。
And so when I was introduced to a new food, my mother used to eat a little bit of it before me. She'd say, This is really good. And then she'd give a little bit to me. And I'd say, oh, I guess if it's good enough for you, I probably will eat it too.
因为在我们家里每次等着也要吃新的东西的时候呢，我妈妈首先放一点到嘴里，然后太好吃了。然后她给我一点吃，她说我不吃，因为你对你来说可能是好吃，对我来说不是好吃，所以我不吃。
Paul says, it works for me. It'll work for you. You go ahead.
使徒保罗说, 在我身上有效, 那么在你身上也同样有效, 你们就去做。
All right, that's the first nine verses, and that's a section of the passage. We maybe should just have an opportunity for a question or two on those first nine verses or other things.
这是一章的前面九节, 在这个时间我们应该停一下, 大家有什么问题, 关于这九节, 或者关于其他的问题的评论。
Let me just tell you one more story while you're thinking about the questions. I've told you that we often went to Bible camp.
因为他说在你们想思考之前，他要告诉你们故事。以前他们去参加一个圣经营会。I think Chelsea got a question.
All right, Chelsea, go ahead with the question.
我每天呢，大概花三不到一个小时吧，我会看CBC News、CNN和Fox 这个 news，只不过就是 headline 啊，或者一些 break news 这些，因为我觉着我们好像也还是要了解，稍微了解一下周围发生的事情，所以我还是会看有这个问题。Okay,
so Charles, the almost one hour every day to watch that CBC News, say Fox News. So normally she said she just watched that headline and breaking news. So she said we still need to watch that kind of news.
Well, the problem is usually we watch more than we need to.
他说呢，问题是呢，我们通常呢，我们看的比我们需要的要多得多。
I've noticed on the news feeds recently that just about maybe a half, maybe three quarters of all articles on the news feed are about
COVID-19.因为他最近他看见了一个关于一个新闻，新闻是关于那个新冠新型冠状病毒的，所以呢，他看了大概看了三分之一还是四分之一。
Is COVID-19 a problem?
那么新型冠状病毒是问题吗？
Sure it is. Do we need to know a little bit about it? Sure.
我们要了解一下吗? 当然我们要了解。
Do we need to read 15 articles today about it?
我们需要每天读15篇关于新型冠状病毒的文章吗?
No, don't get close to somebody who's sick. Okay, it's pretty easy. But we go over and over and over and over and over and over and over. That's not necessary.
没必要，没必要，不要去这样。你不要靠一个病人太近，我们知道一点你就行，不要一直一直的去了解那些事情，那都没必要。I
was going to tell you the story about going to Bible camp.
我就正准备讲一个去圣经营会的故事。In
the early days, we used to go to Bible camp for 10 days straight.
在以前的时间呢，我们通常呢会去那个圣经营会10天。We
had no radios.
没有收音机。We
had no television sets.
没有电视。We
had no telephones.
没电话。All
we had were some Christians and the wonderful gospel message and some singing and some Bible.
所以我们所有有的都是基督徒，我们有那美妙的讲道，有唱歌、赞美诗，有圣经。We
were there for 10 days.
我们在那里待10天。
What did people say?
那里人说什么呢?
They said, this is wonderful. These are the best days we've ever had in our lives. And most people said, I don't want to go home.
他们在说呢，这个太好了，这是我人生中最美妙的时刻。他们其中大多数人说，我甚至不想回家。
Think on the good things. Don't think about all the bad things all the time.
去想那些好的事情，从来不要去想那些不好的事情。
If I were to tell you the content of two more COVID-19 stories, would you feel better or worse?
如果我告诉你两个关于新型冠状病毒的细节，你会感觉好一点还是坏一点？
It's not going to help you. Don't worry about it.
不会帮助你，所以不要去操心那些。
If there's going to be any good news, do you think you'll hear about it one way or the other? Sure you will. If it's good news, you'll hear about it. Don't worry about it.
所以呢，如果说真的有一个好消息，你不从这里或者从那里，你总会通过一个途径去听到，你不要去操那些心，你一定会听到的。
Can I tell you one other story?
给大家再讲一个故事呢。
Many years ago, I was working in business, and it was my responsibility to give wisdom to our company on the subject of the economy in Canada.
因为很多年前，他还在这做生意的时候，是他的责任要给他的公司给一点智慧，然后让怎么看。
The government came out with a new budget, and the budget explained new tax laws and new approaches to many things in the economy. So they did that on Friday. On Saturday morning, I said, Harold, you are going to read this newspaper, and you are going to learn all about this budget.
所以呢，政府刚刚发表了一个预算，这个预算呢是关于税收的和关于一些其他的。它是星期六发表的，所以我跟Harold，我跟自己说，我说Harold，今天你一天都要读这一篇关于政府预算的报纸。So
I took the newspaper and I got into a corner in the living room in a big chair. And I said, read all this, learn it.
因为他把报纸拿起来，走到他的办公室的一个角落里，坐在一个大椅子上。他说，看，看这，读这篇新闻，把这个新闻全部读完。After
2 hours, I had a terrible pain in my stomach.
因为2个小时以后，他肚子极其的疼。I
said, you're not gonna, you can't change any of this, Harold. Why worry about it? You can't change the government. You can't change the economy. All you do is make yourself sick by reading it.
所以呢，他说 Harold， 你在干什么？你改变不了什么，你改变不了政府，你改变不了加拿大的经济。你为什么要去操这些心呢？ 你读完了所有的一切，是让你自己感到不舒服恶心。
So I closed the paper, got out of my chair, and went and cut the grass.
所以呢，我就从椅子上站起来，走到我的后院去来剪草。
Don't force yourself to think all the bad things.
不要强迫自己去想那些坏的事情。
You know they're bad. You know it's going to get worse. Don't dwell on it. Think about the good thing.
知道那些事很坏，会越来越糟。不要去关心那些事情，去想那些好的东西。Other
questions or comments, Chelsea? I don't know if I answered your question or not.
那有没有其他的问题？他问 Chelsea 有没有回答到你的问题。
Yes.
你 unmute Chelsea， 你 mute 了。
哦， 我部分接受，但是我还是觉得我们还是应该了解周围发生的事情吧，可能他不一定开心了，听着。
She said that you may not happy, but she still think she needs to know what's happened around us.
Around us.
So she just partially accept your.
That's our responsibility, I think, maybe a little bit.
Our response, your key is a little bit.
所以他说你的关键词是你。
You don't have to know very much to know it's wrong.
不要去想知道太多的关于那些错坏的事情。
The principle in the Bible is this. You learn all about the truth. You don't know, need to know much about what's wrong. If you know what's right, the truth will be clear and anything that's wrong will be simple. Don't spend your time learning about evil.
所以呢，圣经的原则呢，就是你去学所有的好的事情，所有真的真理，你不要去管那些。当你学了那些真理的时候呢，那些不好的东西就会变得简单。不要去尝试，就是去学习，去研究那些坏的东西，邪恶的东西。
So, scripture says, cease, my son, to learn the instruction that causes to depart from the ways of God. Don't learn it.
所以呢，圣经里想说，停止我的儿子们，不要让他们去做那些远离神的事情。
You know it's wrong, that's all you need to know.
所以呢，你知道这个东西不对，这就是你要知道的。
When the children of Israel went into the land of Canaan, they burned up everything in the city.
因为当那个以色列人走到迦南地的时候，他们杀了一切的东西。
So they didn't need to know the bad things that the Canaanites did. They just burned it all up.
所以他们不需要知道那些迦南人所干的一切的坏事，他们主要做的只是把他们毁掉。
Our father was a banker.
我们的爸爸是一个银行家。
He worked in the bank in the days when there was lots of counterfeit money.
因为呢，他爸爸在那个银行工作的时候有很多伪钞。
And he had to learn how to identify counterfeit money.
因为他必须去学习怎样去识别伪钞。
So he told us that they used to teach him exactly what the real money looked like.
因为他爸爸告诉他呢，他们通常是教他那个真正的钱它是怎么样的。
He got to know that so well.That when he saw something different, he said, this is wrong. It's not what the real one looks like.
因为他对那个真的钱非常非常的清楚。当他看着有一点点不同的钱的时候呢，他这个是假币，因为这个跟我看到的不一样。
So I heard about the story one day of a man who made some counterfeit money. He made a counterfeit $15 bill.
所以我听到这样一个故事，有个制造伪钞的人，他制造了一张15块钱一张的钞票。
Okay, now, you didn't have to memorize what a $15 bill is. When you see a 15 or a 12, you know it's a phony.
所以你根本不需要去了解太多，当你看着一张15块钱的钱和一张12块钱的钱的时候，知道这个。
That's the way the Christian is. He knows the truth. Everything else is phony. He doesn't have to memorize the details of the phony.
因为呢，这就是基督徒，他知道真理，所以其他的所有的一切都是骗子。他不要需要知道那些骗子的细节。
哦，我有一个问题啊。那如果说这个， 有家长哈，作为家长，我是有听到有这样的实例了，自己是基督徒，可是孩子呢，因为在公立学校所接受的那个环境，比如说一个例子，我们说这个同性恋是不合圣经的，那孩子在学校里头听到的，应该是要去平等对待周围的人，要去怜悯那些人家有这个性别的特殊需求的人，那么他回来就会很 confused， 他就不知道要怎么办。然后呢，这个，而且这个你知道，读圣经本身也是不同的，带不同世界观的人，他读的感觉是不一样的。我们信主以后，当然你都全信，但是不信的人他读的时候，他会觉得读不下去，他就觉得很多东西他没法接受，科学也不符合科学，也不符合他以往的认知。那这个就会，其实就会家长和孩子之间会有很大的冲突。如果我们不关心周围的时事发生了什么的话，那学生孩子一天大概可能有好几个小时，很多时间是在学校的，那在跟家长相处的时间反而少一点，那相对来说可能学校对他的周围的同学啊、老师啊对他的影响比家长的影响还大，那这就是个很大的。
Ruth, is that a question?
Yes. 我就说我们不关心政治就可能会有这种情况，你就没法处理这些事儿。
So Ruth's question is basically about that. If we don't look around, don't watch the news, we will have a conflict with our children. Because she said that even some parents that are Christians, that children went to school, public school, the school teach that the homosexual relationship is normal. So they taught that educated to treat each other equally. So that means if you don't know about something about the homosexual relationship, so you will not have communication with your children. And then she said somebody just have different background. Somebody, just like a Christian, we trust that the Bible is the word of God, but we can read that. Somebody else, they didn't trust that, so they find it hard to read the Bible. So basically, her question is, we still need to look around.
What was your last line again?
She said, if we don't know something happen about around us, we will have a conflict with our children.
Well, yes and no. The most important thing for us to know is the truth. And if we know the truth, we can deal with the other things. I'm not sure of all the things that children are learning. But when I went to school, I knew that some of the things, I knew many of the things the teachers were teaching me was wrong. When I went to school, the first thing I learned was that Mother Nature was doing things. And I said to myself, there's no Mother Nature. God is God. There is no Mother Nature. They started teaching us about evolution. My mother didn't know anything about evolution. All she did was tell me that whatever it is, it's wrong. We don't need to know all the wicked things about homosexuality. Matter of fact, we're told not to know the whole terrible things. It is a shame to even speak about those things that people do in secret. That's what Paul tells, I believe it's the Ephesians. We're not to know those things. All we know is it's wrong. And when the children come home and they say, this is what I learned in school, all the mother has to say is, God never taught that. That is wrong. And mother teaches what is right. So we don't have to go out of our way to learn what is wrong. Let's go back to the very beginning. There was a tree in the garden. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God says, I don't want you to know about evil. Don't learn the evil. The principle of all of scripture. Sorry, Roy.
Yeah, that's right. 所以他说的意思呢，我们只需要知道真理就行了。他不知道现在学校教孩子什么，但是他当时学的时候呢，他们告诉他自然之母创造了世界，然后告诉他进化论，他说这是不对的，因为圣经里不是我教的我们这样的。所以呢，另外一个呢，就是说我们现在的那些同性恋，我们不需要知道细节，我们甚至说你说这个同性恋都是感到羞耻的，说这个词都感到羞耻，所以不管他们是怎么说，不管他们怎么看，所以这个里面神教我们是这个是不对的，我们就别学，我们就学经理。他说就回到开始创世纪里，神告诉亚当夏娃说，你们不要吃那个分辨善恶的果子，你就不要吃就行了，就这个。
这里的问题是对孩子来说，他如果从学校里接受的他认为对的东西，他认为他就是他认为的那个对的，就像我们从前受的是进化论的教育的话，我们如果不是有一个很大的真的是神光照了或者改变了我们的话，我们也会认为自己的原来的想法是对的。他跟你说的孩子他接受的东西，他不会认为说你说的圣经里的东西就一定是对的，他从学校里听的就一定是错的。问题是你没法，这个就是你不能说你现在已经认为对的东西你就一定可以强加给他，你没法硬塞给他，哪怕你是父母你也没办法塞给他呀。
那你的问题是什么呢？
我的问题是，你如果用这种简单的方法，你说你就不要去听就好了，这不解决问题呢。问题是你还得要面对很多的现实问题的呀。
So, Ruth basically said, she said that when she was young,She learned the evolution or something in the school, but now because of the light of God, we knew that's wrong. So but she think the children, they learn something in the school, but they didn't think that it's wrong. They come back to talk to the parents. Parents, if parents just simply told them, don't listen that, but she think that will not work. So she think that we cannot force our children believe what we believe. This is what she said.
You can't force the children to believe what you believe, but you can teach them the truth of God.
所以他说你不能，当然不能强加给孩子，但是你可以去教孩子什么。
这是哪教的会呀？信仰，信这个东西是教的会的吗？他在学校里周围的朋友接触的东西，跟你父母的影响，他是有一个张力的，看谁对他影响更大一点。如果朋友对他影响大，如果老师对他影响大，他就听他们的呀，他不会全听你的呀。问题是，
So Ruth said it's not possible to teach them.Because they will not accept your teaching.
They will accept your teaching. Mm-hmm. My mother and my father never mentioned the word homosexuality in my presence in my entire life.
They
didn't know what homosexuality was.
所以他说他的父母在他面前从来不讲同性恋，在他整个的人生面前，在他面前从来不讲，他们都不知道。
If you know the truth, you don't need to be taught that the evil is wrong. My mother and father never taught me that that evolution was wrong. They taught me what was true. And I learned what was true from the Bible.And I made up my own mind. I choose to believe God. I don't choose to believe the devil's lies. I didn't know what all the devil's lies were, but I said no. When you get to the New Testament, the Lord Jesus never taught us about homosexuality. The Lord Jesus never taught us about evolution. He simply taught the truth.And all his disciples knew that the evil that was around them was bad. The evil in the days of Rome was very similar to the morals evil today. Jesus didn't speak about it. He simply taught the truth of God. That's what we've got to do. We don't have to know evil to fight evil. We have to know truth to fight evil.
所以他说呢，他的父母呢，从来没教过他，没教过他说进化论是错的，也从来没教过他，同性恋是什么。他就说讲这个都感到羞耻。所以他说的这个意思呢，就是说他发现，进化论是错的，是他自己，发现的，因为他从小的父母就教他真理，他知道真理是什么，他就知道错误的是什么。所以他说在新约里也是这样的，新约里主耶稣从来不教是什么错误的东西。主耶稣从来没有谈到过同性恋，没有从来也没有谈到过进化论，所以在主耶稣里，甚至主耶稣知道那些事情是什么坏的，他同样也不去讲，他只教他们真理。所以他说，我们没有必要去知道邪恶的东西才能对抗邪恶的东西，我们只需要知道真理，我们就能对抗邪恶的东西。
他误会我的意思了，我这么说吧。那咱们教会那个 Harold 的长老，他应该不会在家里教孩子那个什么这个一些坏的东西吧？那包括我们教会还有其他的长老们啊，基督徒老基督徒们，他们也不是各个孩子都信主了的呀。那这说明什么呢？那他们是因为听了父母的这个错误的教导，他们才不信的吗？包括我们现在身边的兄弟姐妹，也不是各个孩子都是那么顺服的，都能就你教什么他就听什么呀？我说的是这个问题啊。不是我，他其实没有搞明白我在说啥，你知道吗？就是我觉得你就说重点吧，你就说这个例子吧，你就说这个Eric Peterson， 他如果是一个长老这么多年，那他对孩子，他几个孩子的教育，那是不是他家里头也有未信主的那个孩子呀？有吗？那怎么办呢？
Okay. So I just translate what he said.So she think that it's not every family like your family. Just like you are the elder of this 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but Eric Peterson is also the elder of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. But she's not sure if Eric Peterson's children all are believers, because she think if you can teach them the truth. They should be all a believer in Eric Peterson's family.
No. Abraham had many children. He taught them all the truth. Some followed God and some didn't.
所以他说这个不是这样的，因为亚伯拉罕他有很多的孩子们，但是呢，他告诉他们神的真理，并不是说每一个孩子都跟神。
If you go to Eric Peterson's children today, and you say to them, "Now, do you believe that homosexuality is right?" They'll say no. If you say to them, "Do you believe that evolution is right?" Deep down in their heart, they'll say no. They know. They were taught. They don't necessarily all follow, but they know.My friend was raised in a Christian home. When his mother became a Christian, he was 12 years old. He spent the next 30 years rejecting it. But he told me this. He said, all down those 30 years, I knew that I was wrong and God was right. We keep teaching the truth. They won't all follow. They won't all admit.That they are wrong, but they know they're wrong. Same way as people who believe in evolution know they're wrong. Same way as people who believe in homosexuality know they're wrong. They know they're wrong. They're fighting all their way to try to prove they're right. They know they're wrong. Nature itself, Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1, nature itself proves they are wrong. They know they're wrong.They have rejected Jesus. That's their problem. We've got another problem. That is our time is gone. And so we're going to break for today. We get to come back next week, Lord willing, and to all our other meetings during the week. Don't run away. Keep coming back. We need to learn more and more and more of the truth of God so that we can stand in the evil day.
Let's pray. So she said that she will keep asking this question tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right now, we're going to pray.
Yeah, 我们现在来祷告。
Thank you. Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of God.
主要我们要感谢神的真理。
We thank you that your instructions are that we are to think on truth, not on evil.
我们非常感恩您指导我们，我们要去想真理，而不是去想邪恶的。
So here we go today, Lord. We just say, would you help us to live the kind of life that we were hearing about today? We want to rejoice in the Lord, and we want everybody else to know that we do.
所以呢，主啊，请您帮助我们，让我们今天活出这样，在今天我们学的这些经文里面的事情，我们要在主里喜乐，我们要让所有的人知道我们是在主里喜乐的。And
we want to thank you that you are bigger than any problems that we might have.
我们非常感恩的是您大过一切我们所有的有的问题。Lord,
help each one of us as we would seek to live for you today and tell others about you. We ask this in Jesus' name.
所以呢，主啊，请帮助我们，让我们活出今天我们学到的真理，去帮助别人，去向别人传达这样的真理。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.